This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. It's important to stay prepared for natural disasters in farm country. We'll have more right after this.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
Here in Iowa, tornadoes and other severe weather storms can decimate an area in no time. The same is true for much of the country. In fact, data shows that 90% of U.S. counties have experienced a flood, hurricane, wildfire, or other calamity serious enough to receive a federal disaster declaration between 2011 and 2021. That makes it increasingly important for everyone to have disaster plans ready today in order to be prepared for tomorrow. Sean Voskel, state director for AARP Oklahoma, said there are a number of ways to stay ready.
It's important to stay up to date on your homeowner's policy. I think it's also important to register at id.me to access services and really get to know your neighbors. That's really important so you have a game plan in place. Expect little or no communication access and make sure your phone emergencies alert is on. And it's always important to have a radio that uses alternative power.
Voskel said there are several things you can do now to get organized and not panic if you need to evacuate or shelter in place.
It's important to check with your community or county evacuation routes. Always keep cash and your gas tank full. And really talk with your friends so you have an escape plan in place and determine a place to meet. And also, very important, learn how to turn off those utilities.
If you are in need of help after a disaster, Voskel said FEMA can assist.
Well, first, it's very important to contact FEMA. If you have an ID.me account, first to file a claim, that's important. Get a claim number. FEMA will send an adjuster, so make sure to ask for their government ID so that it's not a fake or imposter. Also, slow down.
For more information, visit aarp.org. For the World of Agriculture on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith reporting.